This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Sarah Gardner in for Kai Rizdal. We spend a lot of time on this show talking about economic indicators, unemployment numbers, new home sales, gas prices, anything that will give us a hint of how the economy's doing and where we're headed. Of course, there are the official indicators and the unofficial indicators, things like traffic or stores going out of business. Marketplace's Stacey Vanek Smith checked in with some economists to see what alternative signs they look to gauge how the economy is doing.
Clothes may not make the man, but men's clothes do make a good economic indicator, says economist Max Wolf with Greencrest Capital.
If there's large liquidation sales in the men's suit business, folks don't tend to buy suits and ties unless they more or less have to for work.
Marilyn Cohen is a bond market expert at Envision Capital Management. She spends a lot of time looking at complicated economic indicators like treasury auctions and high yield spreads. Her economic indicator of choice?
Starbucks domestic sales.
Cohen says whether or not people are willing to splurge on a venti frappuccino tells you a lot about their financial situation.
It tells you the fear that people have about the economy and about their job security.
My favorite one is what I call the sandwich indicator.
Justin Wolfers is an economist at Princeton University. He pays attention to who is working entry-level jobs, say, when he orders a sandwich at the local deli.
During the depths of a recession, often it'll be served by someone who serves not only a wonderful sandwich, but also a side of German philosophy as well.
Turkey with a side of Schopenhauer? They're probably overqualified. Economist Gary Schilling has his own special way to tap into the economic buzz.
I'm a beekeeper, and I found an interesting correlation between how well the bees are doing and how well the stock market does.
Schilling says if his bees produce a lot of honey, the stock market tends to do well that year. If they don't, markets tend to fall. His bees have been right the last 5 out of 6 years. You know what I'm going to ask you next, which is what was your honey haul this year?
Not good. Not good.
Those economic indicators can sting. In New York, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith for Marketplace.